Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 49. A Wind Lake man is facing charges in Racine County Circuit Court after Metro Drug Unit agents executed a search warrant at his home on Bryan Drive and found what's been described as a large and elaborate marijuana grow operation in his basement.
Elaborate in the sense that a Sheriff's Department news release says 53-year-old James Campbell invested some $8,000 into his grow operation. That included a hydroponic watering and fertilizing system, creating a monthly electric bill of some $500. 95 live plants in various states of maturity were discovered, along with almost 10 pounds of dried marijuana buds and flakes, marijuana plant stems and leaves. The release adds that the suspect was also making THC butter for edible products like cookies and brownies, and also THC dabs or wax. That's a substance often smoked using vaporizer or electronic cigarette devices, considered to be four times as strong as smoking regular marijuana. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
A high-speed chase wound through Kenosha and Racine counties just after 2 o'clock this afternoon involving a reported stolen car. The chase apparently began in Kenosha County, continued into Racine County, and then back into Kenosha County, at one point speeding past Union Grove High School and through downtown Union Grove at an estimated speed of 100 miles per hour. The search for the suspect is still underway. The special ad hoc committee investigating possible breakaway from Racine Unified, represented by trustees from the village boards in Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, and Sturtevant, has been told by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance that in terms of requested information affecting all three communities, the cost of a study would be about $45,000. Divided by three, that would mean $15,000 budgeted by each governing body in 2016. Caledonia's budget proposal has well over that amount. There's no word yet on Mount Pleasant, while Sturtevant event representatives previously indicated the budget would include funding for the study. Voters in both Caledonia and Sturtevant in referendum supported proceeding on the pursuit of a school district separate from Racine Unified. Kenosha's Historic Preservation Commission is supporting a resolution that seeks to retain a qualified architectural firm to do a comprehensive study for historic rehabilitation and preservation of the Southport Beach House, where fixing or repairing the roof has dominated discussion this year. Alderman Jan Mikulski, who chairs the panel and is co-sponsor of the resolution, says this kind of study would cover all aspects of the historic structure, including the roof, while prioritizing needs that were not contained in a previous report. Lydia Spotswood, during citizen comments, suggested a comprehensive study would provide a unified look at the facility.
At least for the beginning, there should be an architectural firm that can do the engineering analysis and all the design analysis put in front of this project. And initially, if the focus is on an envelope design and recommendations, moreover, the other aspect of putting an architect in front, it really can save the city a tremendous amount of time and money.
The resolution will go through a couple of committees before eventually ending up before the city council. Proposed legislation would make it easier to keep tabs on who owns large exotic pets in the state. The bill from Racine area State Senator Van Wongard would require owners of non-native big cats, bears, alligators, and apes to register the animals with local officials. He argues it would help identify who may be responsible when one gets loose.
When a dangerous non-native animal is spotted in a neighborhood, tremendous local efforts and resources are diverted to address that situation.
The bill received a hearing at the Capitol Thursday with several zoo leaders and animal welfare groups offering their support. UW-Madison officials say it's time to increase the number of students who can attend the school from out of state. Current system policy caps out-of-state enrollment for all of its schools at 27.5%. Madison's waiver request is to raise that limit, which would bring in up to 300 more students. The cap was last increased 3 years ago, as well as a rule mandating at least 3,500 students had to be state residents for the incoming freshman class each year at Madison. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.